The main aim of this workshop is the launching of the National Biodiversity Strategic Action Plan, which will guide us in the protection and conservation of the biodiversity of South Sudan.
When we talk of biodiversity, what actually do we mean? What is it all about?
Literally, biodiversity means variety of life forms on Earth, living things, plants and animals, their genes, because each species has its own genes. And then within species, there are variations and differences between species and within species. So these species interact with the physical environment, which includes the soil, that is the land, the rocks, the air, and the water, where these living things live in. So we are now facing problem because of the population increase. As a result of this population increase, human beings need air, they need water, they need food, they need settlements. In the course of this, they are destroying where biodiversity is supposed to be. People are destroying mountains, people are polluting the air, people are polluting the water. Cities are extending to where biodiversity should be. So as a result, we are depleting our own biodiversity. This is our own life. And biodiversity means a lot to us. The food we eat comes from biodiversity. The clothing that we put on come from biodiversity. The medicines come from plants and animals, which are biodiversity. And then biodiversity also has cultural values, depending on which species and to which culture. These are cultural values. Biodiversity is also for recreation. If one is tired of life in the city, one can go for recreation to national parks or where biodiversity is, one will feel comfortable. Now, when we are polluting the water, destroying the wetlands, we are killing the fish. The fish is our own food, and we are destroying them, which is detrimental to our life.
What are some of the action the Minister of Environment is taking in order to conserve biodiversity?
This is the first kind of this launching of the National Biodiversity Strategic Action Plan. The plan of the ministry, like for example, one thing that we succeeded in is forming the Directorate of Wetlands and Biodiversity. So there are people there who are responsible to see that biodiversity is protected. Unfortunately, the funding to the Ministry of Environment is so low that the staff are unable to go out. The staff are sitting in the office instead of collecting data from the field. And then they come in the office and try their reports. So lack of funding. We are under budgeted.
Somebody somewhere deep in the rural area may not understand some of the activities that you have outlined affecting the biodiversity. So what key message or information do you have for such person or people listening to you?
This is the beginning of awareness creation and sensitization. We will send people out everywhere in South Sudan to sensitize them on the value of biodiversity and why should they destroy their very livelihood. I hope in the rural areas, people depend much on biodiversity. These are plants and animals for their medicine. They don't have access to buy these pharmaceutical medicines, so they resort to the natural medicines. So here, when we sensitize them, we'll make them aware that they should not destroy these plants. They should protect, but they can use it wisely. They should not destroy it. Like other trees species, people are now cutting trees for charcoal. They only know the value of charcoal only. But cutting trees, you are destroying that medicine and destroying the habitat of other species.
Lastly, when are we expecting the action plan to be implemented?
Well, this is the launching, and then we are starting as soon as this is launched. We are working together with UNEP and other development partners.